AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An act of terrorism or a workplace dispute? Two possible motives for today's bloodbath at a social services center in San Bernardino, California. At least 14 people attending a Department of Social Services banquet were killed. More than a dozen were wounded, some critically. Two suspects in a dark-colored SUV believed to be the getaway vehicle were killed a short time later in a shootout with police a few miles away.
We have two suspects that are dead at the scene. One is a male, one is a female. We had one police officer that was wounded.
But San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan says the officer's injury is not believed to be life-threatening. A person seen running away from the scene of the shootout is in custody, but Bergwan doesn't know if that person is connected to the mass shooting. In the meantime, the families of the victims have been notified of the deaths of their loved ones. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and Ben Carson had this reaction to what happened today in Southern California during a holiday party.
This is when we appreciate our great police and our law enforcement. Remember that. Remember that. They don't get enough credit. They should get it. And you're always going to have some bad apples. You see it on television.
People get to the point where they're actually willing to take a gun and go out and just kill people indiscriminately. We had another incident today.
Word of the shooting came as the president was telling the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, loopholes and gun laws need to be changed.
For those who are concerned about terrorism, some may be aware of the fact that we have a no-fly list where people can't get on planes, but those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm.
This is AP Radio News. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says he will not resign in the wake of the furor over a dash cam video that shows a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times.
We have a process. It's called the election. The voters spoke. I'll be held accountable and responsible for my actions and the decisions I make, and that's how I approach it. I never shrink from the responsibility of making what I think are the very tough decisions to move the city forward.
At a breakfast event sponsored by Politico, Emanuel was asked why he did not watch the video earlier.
The normal pressure would be, if you get to see it, how come we don't get to see it? And we were balancing, as I said yesterday, these two conflicting principles, one being the right of the public and the media to see something, and the integrity of an investigation so it's not compromised.
Hillary Clinton called today for a federal investigation into the shooting. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.